This is Audible.
The earpiece rasped into life again.
King, we have confirmation. Operation is a go. Go, go, go!
There was no time for overthinking it. He shot the first man in the back of the head. Work smarter, not harder.
Who said I'm a copper?
Well, you sure as hell ain't here for the food?
He looked at DC Carvath and said,
"Won't find avocado on the menu here, mate."
"I think you're right, boss," said Winston. "I've got a bad feeling."
"What have you done?"
Lombardi asked incredulously.
"Look at all this death and destruction."
"I don't care what you have to do to achieve success with this job, Graves. Just bloody well get on with it. And don't, I repeat, don't leave any loose ends."
0640. Glamorgan appears to have been hit by an Exocet. She is hit aft. She fired a Sea Cat at the missile but missed it.
"Fine, I'll do it."
Warlegan bent down and grabbed a handful of her red hair and pulled. Grant kicked Warlegan in his buttocks.
"Show some fucking respect."
"It sounds pie in the sky. But if Russian agents use a synchronized approach..."
"So, Devinda, you ask what love means to me. And I will say, sacrifice."
"You cross many people, Dmitri, and we will crush you if you fall out of line."
"My brain's just not working today."
"Ah, my friend, you are about to kick yourself, as you English say. The East German State Security Service, as you will know, I'm sure, better known as the Stasi."
"Shit.
You won't find anything on my phone bill. Just like you won't find anything here."
Nungiles had been stabbed, and he couldn't breathe. The wound was large, and he was bleeding out.
"To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die."
"This is a private party, and you are not invited. My men will keep me safe."
"She's three streets over, heading east. We need to rethink this."
"Ramirez, you concentrate on finding her. Leave the rest to me."
"But we don't take more than one shot from a firing point."
"We do today. That man to the target's left, your right, is Jamil Batesh."
"You're not quite at the slap across the cheek state, but I'm warning you. You're getting pretty damn close. Snap out of it, soldier."
"Do you think we'll be able to do much help?" "That's why we're here, nurse. We'll do what we can, because that's our job, isn't it? Of course, I never thought I'd see a case of pneumonic plague close up."
He cautiously stepped around to the side of the painting and attempted to peer behind, using the pencil torch with its eerie red glow.
"Tell me, my friend, what do you know about the current state of Indonesian politics?"
"The Russians are putting pressure on America to volunteer any information they may have."
"I've got good Lee-Enfields with scopes already out there, and Gimpies are all over the African continent, so nobody's going to point fingers. I won't let you down."
The UK BBC, popular media and newspapers curiously failed to cover these largely hidden interests.
"He is quite a rogue, isn't he? If you call him Kingmaker, after the African affair..."
"I'll take three of the pistols," Rashid said. "At least six magazines, and a couple of boxes of 9mm.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.